Hello there, and welcome to Pink Milk, your Star Wars podcast for us super fans.
And those of us who are forced to listen to them.
Today is someday, and someday we got something to cry about?
We do have something to cry about.
All right. Are you ready, Thomas?
I'm ready.
Let's drink up.
Drink up.
This is Red 5. I'm going in.
Hello there. Pop, pop.
Hello there, babes. How's it going?
It's going hunky-dory. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right, thank you.
How's your week?
Good. It's been a nice, peaceful start to the week.
I like it.
Yes,
I
and like yourself?
It. You know what? It's been a week. It's been a week at work. Busy, busy, busy.
Okay.
Wishing I was in London.
Ah, yes.
Miss you, Chase.
Miss you, Chase.
And you...
I'm glad I'm not in London, though. Just that you know.
And if you're curious... If you're curious who's missing whom over here, I'm your host, Brian. With me, as always, is my better half and your better host, Thomas.
Hello, hello, hello.
And you are listening to Pink Milk Husband and Husband.
That we are. Or that you are. You're welcome.
And just in case there's any confusion, if you're new here, we're not two husbands married to two ladies. We're two husbands married together.
Together.
We smooch sometimes.
Sometimes.
16 years of smooching. 16 more.
Smooching and pooching.
Well, you know what?
Just 16 more? That's it?
That's all I'm giving you. That's
wow. I might just rewrite my contract now.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're just going to not be able to recover from that. So we're just moving on. You know, we, per usual lately, it's Tuesday and we're recording for a tomorrow release.
That's okay.
So we ain't got a lot of time for small talk. Bought a new car. Look at the picture on Twitter. Boom.
Oh. In response to your car accident.
Yes, but I have a new car. Din Djarin is now here. My new dad van.
We had no choice.
Is made of Beskar.
Beskar.
Mm-hmm. You know what else is not made of Beskar, but would be great if it was? Maybe kind of?
What?
My pubic hair, Thomas.
Oh, Jesus.
If it was made of Beskar, Manscaped. Thank you for sponsoring this episode, Manscaped.
Woo!
Manscaped is a pretty amazing brand. I love their clippers, from their lawnmower 4.0 to their beard hedger. I'm here for all of it. If it was made of Beskar, might not work though. But my pube hair is not, nor is yours, Thomas, nor is any of yours listening. So if you know your weeds are getting a little out of whack, you needed to trim them up, head on over to manscaped.com. Use our code
Pinkballs.
Pinkballs for 20% off your order and free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Manscaped, thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. As you have been doing, God knows the gays love trimmed pubes. Well, some do.
Oh,
these gays do.
Oh, my God. Oh, look, I can see myself now. I have been hiding behind this microphone because it was up in my face. But now, yep. There we go.
There we go.
Hello, everybody.
What a handsome face to look at.
Oh, you know, I do my part.
All right, baby.
Yes, baby.
What are we going to talk about first? You want to go Mando? We're talking about Mando, episode, chapter 21, The Pirate. Arr! Or the Bad Batch season finale, two
first.
Parts. One was called the something, and the other was Plan 99. Don't
right.
remember.
Let's do Mando, because that'll be a quick conversation.
Is it, though? I have some good
I
questions
so.
For you, I think. Okay, I don't
Blame
really
on me.
I don't really have questions planned for the Bad Batch.
Okay.
But there's something we're going to do, 1, 2, 3 vibe of this. Oh, my God. I really hope this is not noisy for everyone listening. So if it is,
the important thing is that my mic is going to allow you to hear me clearly. And isn't that important?
It is. It is.
Sorry. Well, that's you. All right. Not me.
What were your overall thoughts on this here episode of The Pirate Thomas, Chapter 21 of the lackluster season of Mandalorian?
Well, I thought it was good.
You know what?
It wasn't bad. Wasn't great. It was... Wow.
I
wouldn't say that was the episode either. Just good.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was a lot of fun. It gave me the vibes of what I love about this show. However, it was not as effective as it has been in the past.
Right.
But it was probably, you know, I really liked the episode with Pershing and Alaya Kane a lot. I understand the gripes that it like was another episode entirely away. And I loved that in the Book of Boba Fett, as we've mentioned, but maybe it's because I didn't like the Book of Boba Fett. So when we went into The Mandalorian for two episodes, I was thrilled for it.
Mm-hmm.
But in watching how this show so far is unfolding, I actually think it was a pretty big error to release those two episodes in the Book of Boba Fett a year ago.
Hmm. Well, it did basically end the entire plot and the cliffhanger, and we started off with a whole new season. And it's been disjointed.
It really has been disjointed. Maybe if this series...
Which is a common thread between Bad Batch and this one here.
Yeah, maybe if this season had started with that, it would have felt stronger. We would have had more of an understanding. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just feels like it was an amazing season finale when Luke showed up and kidnapped Grogu. Yes, fuck everyone, I'm back on that train.
But it was a great episode when Mandalorian showed up for Boba Fett.
Yes, so. It was great. It was fantastic. But I don't, like, now it just feels like they answer that and they've completely dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really talking about Force stuff that much with Grogu. Honestly, Grogu just feels like he's, like, a background character now who comes on to be
cute. A puppet.
Yeah. I don't like it. Okay. See, it was good. It was fun.
It was good. It was okay.
What did you think? Do you know who Zeb is?
Zeb was in one of the additional, not Clone Wars, what was the, Rebels. He was in Rebels.
Good job. Yes. Okay. Yes.
I didn't see Rebels. 900 hours, apparently.
No, you've seen some of them, though.
Yeah, bits and pieces. Bits and pieces.
Liam was very excited. Our friend Liam. Thank you for listening, Liam. That we were going to get into Rebels, and I was a very poor planner and started Rebels, and the next week all of this started. So we're going to get back to Rebels, especially now that we know Ahsoka's
but is
coming.
Is Rebels the 900-hour one?
Yeah, we'll have to piecemeal it.
Okay,
we'll please. Do similar to what we did in the Clone Wars and watch certain arcs.
Okay.
But I think you're going to really like it.
Okay.
We'll start with the Bo-Katan stuff.
Okay.
Darksaber stuff.
I think. So.
You saw her in Rebels, but you've never heard in Clone Wars, but not Rebels.
Okay.
So it's great. That was a cameo done very, very well. So Zeb showed up in this one talking to old Tivas over there. And it was perfect because you did not need to know who he was.
And he was well done, though.
Yeah, he looked amazing.
He was.
He was still kind of hot, which is important because we like our big butch bottom.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, he's a bottom. You don't know his husband yet.
Okay.
His husband's pretty hot, too. Where you at, Callus? Where you at? We have to watch that.
Mm. Okay.
You might have your own ship. I know you're not much of a shipper, but when you meet Hot Callus and Zeb, and you find out they go on a honeymoon to meet the parents.
Okay.
Pretty great.
Okay.
Anyways, how did you feel? Did you feel like, that was a perfect cameo, right? You didn't need to know who he was. Did you feel like you missed anything out?
No, I did. I did know who he was.
Yeah.
Though, so.
But it was like, he was just a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
For all intents and purposes, he was just a pilot who said something. And for all of us, it was like, boom, very exciting. Perfect. Well done. Love it. Take notes. That's how you do a cameo.
Do you think we'll see him again?
I don't know. We'll definitely see him in Rebels. I do. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we'll see him here. I feel like... There were the rumbles along around the internet are that this season feels a little disjointed because they're picking up threads from that show that she was going to be in, her, the Rangers of the Republic.
Okay.
Which was maybe this was always the plan and she was going to be in this episode, in this season, doing these kinds of things to eventually lead to a spinoff series that I think has been canceled.
Right.
I mean, I hope so. You know, here's the deal. I love everything going on in this season. I like the stuff going on Coruscant. I like hearing that the New Republic is filled with just as much bureaucracy and hoopla that the Old Republic was. I like seeing Teeva go out on police missions. I like all the stuff with the Children of the Watch. I really like what's going on with Bo-Katan. I would like to say I like what's going on with Din and Grogu, but nothing's going on with Din and Grogu. But I don't think any of them have to do with what the show's about.
Right.
And that's what's frustrating. All of these things can still happen. They're very cool. They're just told poorly. And I don't, nothing happening so far can't be told through Din and Grogu. So I don't know why we need all these extracurriculars going on.
Unless they're trying to set up all these new shows coming
out. Yeah, but then that's, I think that's crap writing. Because you can have all of that stuff happen and spun out of something else, but you shouldn't sacrifice a really great show and two really great characters in order to do that.
Agreed.
You know, drop some threads, do some things here, and then pick up some of those threads in a new series. That's fantastic. That's how they did it with the Book of Boba Fett. You know, they like kind of brought Boba Fett in and brought him back to Tatooine in a post-credit scene. It was great. That was how you start a new Boba Fett show. Unfortunately, that show kind of sucked, but you know. God, it was some rough time
terrible,
with Star Wars,
but I can, yeah.
Yeah, I need to rewatch it.
Well, now I'm rethinking all of that too, since Bad Batch and Mandalorian haven't been so stellar this round.
Yep. Okay. Do you have any thoughts about this show, like this episode or the season so far? Why do you think you liked this episode more than some of the others?
Maybe because of the cameo of Zeb. Right?
Okay.
And maybe, you know, we got a little bit more meat this time. But again, it's kind of, I just feel like I'm hanging out there. I'm not really sure what's going on. So I'm the kind of guy, I want to know where we're going. I want to at least have a general idea. Don't tell me the end, but I want to know where we're going. And I don't know where we're going here.
Yeah, ain't nobody know where we're going.
Well, if it was the only one, I didn't know where I was going. But then I had, you know, at least we finally figured out, you know, they were gunning for Omega. That was the whole...
Oh, well, we're not talking about that show yet. I know. Hold on.
At least we finally figured that out. We saw that coming.
So, okay, curious, because you've been in the past frustrated with these cameos, as a lot of people are, which I understand. But you just brought up that you liked seeing Zeb.
I like seeing him because he was a cartoon.
Okay, well, so is Bo-Katan. Sorry. And you didn't like when you first saw Bo-Katan because you felt like you needed to know who she was.
Right. I don't know.
Okay.
Because, you know, truthfully, I didn't really know Bo-Katan. I always knew Zeb because you watched that show for years.
Yes.
I had seen it. So I actually knew Zeb.
Okay. So now you're like, okay, well, maybe this is why other people like it, but I don't know if that makes a great show.
Well, he was also really well done.
He was amazing.
I was very curious to see how well he conveyed to a live-action character.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm just curious.
Sorry,
because, like,
it's just that simple.
Here's the deal. For me, I think this season is getting lost in its own sauce.
Right.
And I think there's been too many things going on. Like, honestly, I feel that Dave Filoni is not as present in his magic sauce. His magic fairy dust is not present.
There's definitely something is not there. Something is missing from these shows.
Like, it's just, like the balance of introducing a bigger picture with the small focus of what the Mandalorian was is gone. Mm-hmm. Like, Mandalorian was great. I even loved the Mandalorian not having it so interconnected to everything. I liked seeing those characters come in and out of the story. I think that's fascinating. But now this whole season is like you need to know everything going on. And yes, a lot of these things were kind of sprinkled in the first two seasons, but not enough to warrant an entire season of all these other characters. Without extra knowledge, I feel like I would be really, really lost.
I feel like the mentality of hang in there, we're getting to it, hang in there, we're getting to it, is really lost its luster.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't know if Star Wars was always that way. I didn't
it wasn't.
Obviously look at it through that lens. But it's definitely starting to wane.
And I think some of that is by putting someone like Luke Skywalker in already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a really hard thing to top. That's a really hard surprise to top.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he came on too early. I don't know. I didn't think so, and I had
never saw him again, though. That was the thing.
Well, we didn't Book of Boba Fett.
We didn't actually see Luke Skywalker again, did we?
Yeah, he had almost an entire episode with Grogu, training on the thing, and then Ahsoka showed up, Din Djarin came, gave baby Grogu his little sweater.
Ahsoka showed up to that one, too?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Luke Skywalker gave him the choice. Do you want the lightsaber and stay with me, or do you want your sweater and go with your daddy? And he's like, go with my daddy.
I do remember now.
Okay.
Okay.
That's how
that
effective.
Was probably a one-off on that show, too.
Well, that's how effective the Book of Boba Fett was.
Forgot all about that.
Anyway, so we'll see. Okay, what do you think of the armor and Bo-Katan? What do you think is going on with the Children of the Watch? Because there was that reveal at the end of this episode that Moff and Top Gideon did indeed escape.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shard of Beskar in this ship that looks like it was attacked. Everyone on board is dead, except for Gideon seems to have gotten away.
I just had this wave of possibly no longer trusting the armorer. I don't know why.
Okay.
I can't tell you why. I do not know. Maybe it was something you said. I do not know. But I, you know, she hasn't been around that much. She pops in and out.
You know, the thing is, I love the armor. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was really mad at her in the Book of Buffett and what she did to Din, still am. But I also, like, every time that character is on screen, mm-hmm. you're drawn to her. Like, I look forward to her speeches. I think, like, she's a really great character.
Mm.
However, I have been watching a lot of RuPaul's Drag Race, and okay. Mistress Empress, or whatever the heck her name is, mm-hmm. with all of her eras. Well, that catchphrase, the era, is far stuck in my head, too much so, that I really think that Bo-Katan is finally about to join her villain era. And remember, when this series, before the season started, I was like, ooh, I want her to be the big bad.
Right.
Hasn't really been happening that way. However, now I do think the show's been successful in showing that Bo-Katan has lost everything. We met her friends in season one. We now know her friends are gone. We saw her in this big palace. It was empty. You don't need to know anything other than that would feel lonely.
Right.
And then the home was destroyed. So she keeps getting everything taken away from her.
Right.
Right? However, if you know her full story from, and honestly, I was looking this up, she was only in 6 episodes. I think 4 Clone Wars episodes or 6 Clone Wars episodes and like 2 Rebels episodes. She hasn't even had that much time, but there's so much history to her.
Okay.
But that's how effective those 2 shows were. But I will say this show has done a good job of making it look like she keeps losing. And now here comes the armor in this episode and just gave her everything. Like, that is like, I keep going back to the Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You kind of know the Little Mermaid. Ursula, the greatest drag queen villain of all time. Remember, like, Ariel, all she wants is legs to go up there. And she's like, gives her everything she wants. And then, but I got to take something away. She takes away her voice. But that is like, it's like Hansel and Gretel. Look at their feed. You know, a great villain gives you everything that you think you want.
Mm-hmm.
Thinks you want. And a hero generally is like, ooh, no, I don't want any of those things. But I think Bo-Katan is the type of character who's going to do it. So now she gets to be in the Children of the Watch, but she also gets to have her helmet off. No one else knows about the Mythosaur. The armor kind of blew her off last time she mentioned it. Like, oh, that was, you know, you see crazy stuff when you put the helmet on. And now she's like, oh, you did see it. Oh, well, you're a bisexual queen. You can walk both paths now. Maybe you're the one who actually should lead all of the Mandalorians. You're the only one who can unite all of us. She is just feeding Bo-Katan's, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Her ego.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the armor is also a villain. I really think the armor and maybe all of the Children of the Watch, I would venture to think all of the Children of the Watch are the villains.
Mm-hmm.
Din Djarin doesn't know it. I think they're the ones who went out and freed Moff and Top Gideon.
Why? Why would they do that?
Well, because the armor, and this is where knowing some of the Mandalorian history from the other shows adds to this, but like there are those horns on her helmet. There was a sect of Mandalorians who followed Darth Maul. Even after he lost, they were still loyal to him. There were a group of Mandalorians that followed the Empire and went down that road. I think these people might be an offshoot of that, which also brings them back to Death Watch. That was what Death Watch was. That's why Bo-Katan left Death Watch, because Death Watch strayed from what she thought of the Mandalorians, and they became too villainous.
Okay.
So I think Bo-Katan is feeding her all these things, and this is my prediction for where I think the rest of the show is going to go. Also, tomorrow's episode is directed by Bryce Dallas Howard. That woman has slayed every single episode she's done, so I'm actually really excited for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I think tomorrow's going to be a great episode, because she's done 3 episodes of The Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. They've all been fantastic. Like, fantastic. The one that she did in the Book of Boba Fett was when the first one, Din Djarin, came in and, like,
why don't they have the same director all the time? Maybe that's part of this.
I don't know.
Maybe they would have the same feel.
Maybe.
If they did that.
Maybe. I mean, a lot of TV doesn't have the same director all the way through. You know, Andor didn't, and that had the same feel. But I think Tony Gilroy was an amazing writer and, like, really knew how to lead a team. Mm-hmm. And especially as someone who he has come out and said wasn't necessarily a huge Star Wars fan. He's like, of course, everybody knows Star Wars. You can't not. But I would not say I'm a Star Wars fan. And I think that gave Star Wars a really fresh take. Mm-hmm. And I've said it was hard for me to watch, but I have no notes for that show. It was fantastic. Hmm. And I also do think this show coming after that is tough.
Right.
Because Andor was so good. But that was a show that I don't feel like... Bless you.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
I don't feel Andor was a show that you needed to know all of Star Wars. Mm-hmm. You were given more if you did. And that's where that show was so successful. Okay, but here's my prediction for the rest of the season.
Pardon me.
I'm sorry. Oh, no, you're fine. I think...
A real moment. Sorry.
I think that the armor is spoon-feeding Bo-Katan all this. Bo-Katan is about to enter her villain era. And I think the armor is going to somehow manipulate Bo-Katan to go get the Darksaber from Din Djarin, because she needs the Darksaber to lead all the people. Huh. I do think there'll be some sort of double take, double cross or something.
Okay.
Because Moffin Top Gideon's got to come back. And he clearly bested Bo-Katan for the Darksaber.
Right.
I don't know. Or the armor is going to, like, double take Moff Gideon. I don't know. But I think by the end of the season, there will be a battle between Din Djarin and Bo-Katan. And Din Djarin is going to lose the Darksaber and also lose his love and respect for Children of the Watch. Maybe I think come the end of this season, Din Djarin will not have his helmet on all the time. I think he will have moved past that, because that was the progression he was going. This season, he's really fallen back and regressed a lot.
Right.
But I think he needs to have another, like, a really, honestly, as sad as it might be, I think he needs to deal with a lot of loss and find his importance as a father to Grogu.
Okay.
And what a great season finale.
Mm-hmm. How many more episodes?
3.
Okay.
Bo-Katan just lights the Darksaber. She's got it back. And we now know she's the villain. And now Din Djarin's got to go against Moffin Top Gideon and Bo-Katan. Where's the season going to go? And now he's like, oh, does Din Djarin want the Darksaber? I don't think so. But you know who might want it? Grogu. And I think he might go, you know what? No. Grogu is the Mandalorian and the Jedi, and he's going to unite our people.
I hope he starts talking.
But wouldn't that be cool?
It would be cool, actually.
That's what I want for the end.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Come on. Bo-Katan, be a bitch. Do it.
I've grown to like her, though.
I know, which would be great, because then when you see her turn, you're like, and then, because that's how she made you feel in the Clone Wars and Rebels. You're like, oh my God, I just liked you, and now I hate you again? Are you kidding me? I was just liking you. And I'm missing that side of Bo-Katan. But I think most people don't know that, and I think that'd be a really big twist for the average viewer of this show.
I'd like to see more from Grogu at this point. So I do think, like, we're inching a little something. Yes.
Yep. Anywho. Any other thoughts, babe?
No.
Before
I'm
we
excited
jump in.
To see the episode tomorrow now.
I am too.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, BDH. Go get a queen. Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom. All right.
Let's go take a quick break.
Let's do it.
And
we're back.
We're back.
Welcome back, Brian.
Welcome back to the new beginning
of the end of Bad Batch.
Of the innocence of Omega, cause she's gone. That innocent girl is gone.
Oh, come on. She's not gone.
The reality, the loss, the knowledge it's given to her.
I hope she calls in for shifts at the bar, though.
She's like, Brittany, I'm not a girl, not yet a woman.
I'm a clone.
Okay, we are on the season finale of Bad Batch, which, oh my God, people, spoiler alert, that's how it's done.
Yes.
Okay. Two-parter this last week. Mm-hmm. We got to go get Crosshair.
Yes.
The team's like, no, Hunter. Okay, so we got to go get Crosshair. Hunter's like, but honestly, like, I need to be a dad now. And Hunter and Omega, you need to stay on Pabu. You need to stay on this island and live a life, which has been very difficult to see my boy Din Djarin making bad choices for his son and Grogu, and watching Hunter finally like realize, you know what? All I ever thought I would be is a soldier, mm-hmm. but I can't do that anymore. I am now a father and I have to move out to the suburbs. And that's what he did because he's a good dad.
Right.
And Din Djarin is still like out there living in Boys Town, thinking he can go to the bars and hang out with all his people who don't take their helmets off and live this gay life that is like only for gay people. And they're still all closeted. And he thinks, what about his son? Son needs a playground. Son needs to practice the force. He needs some bamboo to like flip and yippee on. He doesn't even do that. He bought a sports car. Is that an appropriate car for a child? No.
He didn't buy it.
Yes, he did.
He had to buy that? I thought that was the only thing he could have.
No. He needed another ship that wasn't traceable, like the Razor Crest. That's what she gave him. He bought a sports car. You're a dad now. Your van got blown up. Look, I just had to get a car. You know what I got? Another dad van. Because I'm a dad.
True.
Didn't get myself a little Miata.
No. Nobody let you get that.
I don't know if they make Miatas anymore, but that's a small gay car that I know of. Or an Audi TT. Don't know if they make that anymore either, but whatever. Didn't get one of those.
Good.
Got a dad van. So anyways, we got to see Hunter make good dad choices. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the team's like, hey, Crosshair might be tricking us, yes, but if there's a chance to save him, we got to go because we're brothers. That's what we do. So we go off onto Train Heistland because we're going to try to trace where Mount Tantus is.
Right.
And Dr. Hemlock and I forget the other clone lady's name, Emery something or other. I think Dr. Emery something. So it was a big train heist episode for a couple of episodes. It was fine. Felt more like typical Bad Batch, like we're on an adventure of the weekend. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Cliffhanger, are they they got to get away. Their train car shut down. There's a thing of stormtroopers across the way. They're pew-pewing across the, what are those things called? The ski lifts?
Mm-hmm.
There's a ski lift battle. New episode, ski lift battle. Oops, Tech falls off. Really depressing. Sacrifices himself to save his family. Do you think he's really dead?
You know what? I do not know.
Okay, most don't. Do you think he should be dead?
No, I do not.
Oh.
Definitely not.
I think that he does need to stay dead. Oh. He needs to be, only because I think Omega, she, like I was just singing, she's Britney Spears. She's not a girl, but she's not yet a woman.
Right.
You know, the great poet that Britney Spears is. And she needs some growing up. You know, we were talking about this. Like, yes, Crosshair left, but there's hope that he's going to come back. Echo left, but he seems to be hanging around all the time. Like, Omega hasn't had the loss. Yes, I mean, all of her people died and all that was awful. But, like, no one in the actual batch. She's still, this whole season, and this is what Hunter's been trying to teach her, like, the joys of mission. This is what Fee was like. The idea that the girls, like, lighten up over these missions that she could die at every day. Like, right. That's not how you raise a kid, because she doesn't see the danger in being a soldier.
Here's the thing, though. We didn't see a body. So when you don't see a body in these kind of things, there's always the possibility.
Yes.
He can exist without those glasses, correct?
Oh, I would imagine so.
Yeah. So
things might be a little blurry, but you know, he could probably see.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Empire actually found him. Because they went looking for him.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised.
Because they found his goggles.
Right.
Yeah, he could be over there on Mount Tantus being tied up to something. Who knows?
Exactly.
I mean, we thought Echo was dead for years.
These shows don't kill people off like that. Not the main characters.
No. So. But I hope they do.
Wow.
NGO. Yeah, call me evil.
Yeah. Yep. I hope they didn't, because, truthfully, out of all of them, he's probably one of the most important characters.
Oh, he's great.
Because of his creativity and what he gets them through all the time. They truly need him, so.
Well, I mean, that was part of the reason. I mean, it was smart that they sent Echo off, because he and Echo filled a similar role as far as, like, putting a crew together type thing. So it was smart that Echo was gone, but now maybe Echo's going to come back. And sorry, I love you, Tech, but if I have to pick between Tech and my boy Echo, I'm going Echo.
Oh, see, I like Tech. Tech will be noticeably. Absent for me. Echo, I feel like he never really left. He had his dramatic exit, and I've seen him multiple times since.
Yeah,
so.
Because the clones are gay, and that's what us gays do. A dramatic exit, but then we never really go.
Ain't that the truth?
I wanted to leave, but I'm like a moth drawn to the flame.
I did my stamp look back, but I'm back.
Touched by the fire. That's the way love
Look over
goes.
There.
Over there. Yeah, okay. So Tech has died, but here's, you know.
Most people think he's not dead, though.
No.
Okay.
From what I'm hearing, most people don't think he's dead. Here is the real emotional gut of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
We all knew Omega was going to get trapped.
Of course.
Did we think the season was going to end with her still captured? And no crosshair, like, they failed their mission on every level possible. They lost a person, dead.
Right.
Lost their daughter, gone. Went back to free their friend, still captured.
That crazy Sid, is that her name?
Yep.
So she's now a turncoat. I was hoping that Hunter was going to use the one shot for Sid.
Yep. You know, I didn't even talk about this. I'm glad you brought her up. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly,
she's been a crank the whole
season. She has. And
episode,
honestly, what
the
a
whole
week.
Season.
I will say that irritates me. Mm-hmm. I wish that she would have just doubled downed.
She had to make the best of a bad situation.
Yeah, no. She should have just sold them out. That's what that character would have done. My take of that character isn't, they came to my town, I told you not to leave me, this is what I did. That would have felt more of that character.
Hmm.
Truthfully. And so I was like, why did we have to do this? She didn't need to come back.
Okay.
At all.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I like that she showed some remorse.
Yeah. No. Mm-mm. Omega.
Yes.
She's got a sister, Tom. She's got a sister.
Aren't they all clones?
Yeah.
Aren't they brothers and sisters regardless?
Well, we didn't know they were clones. You and I assumed it. We talked about that because
the Bad
I was
Patch,
like,
they're all clones.
Yeah.
So they're brothers.
Yes.
Okay. And
but
we
didn't
know
that Dr. Emery was a clone.
No, but we knew that Omega's a clone. Yes. So she's a clone of them too. They're all brothers and sisters.
But
oh, great. I got another sister. This is great.
Okay. I mean, it was cool. It was a cool
she's
reveal.
She's a little old.
Yeah. So, well, she might have the Omega is unaltered in her age progression. So that scientist may have the speed up drugs in her.
Oh, okay.
The age acceleration.
Okay.
I mean, it makes sense that she doesn't like what they're doing to Crosshair and stuff, because Dr. Hemlock doesn't appear to be a clone. And so he's mistreating them like property, like all the galaxy. But the Emery's kind of probably stuck there and doesn't know what to do. So I feel like she's going to come back and be on our side. She's going to be a hero at some point.
I don't trust her. She's given me nothing to think other than that one little line.
Yeah.
I'm your sister. I'm surprised you don't trust me.
Well, other she was trying to help Crosshair out, too.
She fried his brain.
Yeah.
She's not trustworthy.
Well, I don't think she's trustworthy because, honestly, no tea, no shade to the actor playing her. I'm sure they're great. I'm sure they'll do something great with the character. I love this season finale. I thought it was so good. The season finale put into perspective the whole season. And yes, the season still did have some slower moments. But collectively, I think the season was really, really great. And I really love it. And I love The Bad Batch.
Ooh. Okay. I don't know if I'd give it a really, really great.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I think it picked up at the end.
Yeah.
Last, how many episodes were there?
16.
Okay. It could have been two good ones at the end, so 14 were
I feel like
disjointed.
I feel like that 10 to 12 episodes this season would have been a stellar season.
And now we will not see it again for how many years?
I hope it's not going to take another 2 years. I hope that because this got delayed, I hope we get the other one quicker, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, I hope so too.
Here's my deal. I don't like Dr. Emery because I feel as though the introduction of that character was there to double down on the Omega is not trans. And we're leaving any ambiguity out for that.
Did you think she was trans?
I always did. I mean, she's a female clone.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense.
So, I mean, I feel like, you know, we have Sister in the books. There is one trans clone that's out as a trans character.
Right.
That's great. I was just, and you know, I guess.
Do we have that on the Disney books?
Yes.
With Disney behind it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're books. Like, not everyone reads the books, and this is directed towards kids. And for some reason, you know, we're all groomers because children can't have any concept of transness. It's just, I think, stupid. But, like, that, as much as I really did like this season finale that is sitting over my head, you know, and it's really disappointing because I feel like it was unnecessary.
To kidnap her.
To introduce another female clone. It was just unnecessary. Now, you know, I could be singing a completely different tune come next season, and that Dr. Emery is amazing. I don't know. Like, that could be something that's super fantastic. But as of right now,
what?
Like, she just feels, like, unnecessary and put in for that very, 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 very purpose. So it's disappointing. Like,
well, don't get too disappointed.
My honey is tuning me out. Tuning me out. I mean, what do you think might happen next season based off this season finale?
Well, I mean, clearly we're going to have to deal with them being Crosshair and Omega being captured. So there's something there. I also saw something very interesting at the end. There's other people. I'm going to call them
all those clones?
Yeah, okay, you'll call them clones, but to me there's...
Could be baby Snokes up in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of other people there, so I found that very interesting. And we still do not know what they want with...
What the Emperor wants.
Right, and Lama Sue. Right? Nala Se, sorry.
She, what you say, what the Emperor wants, cannot happen. Then make it happen.
Well, it'd be nice to know what the Emperor wants at this point.
He wants to know how to stop himself from dying.
Okay.
I think he wants, that's what it's going to get to, is how can I take my consciousness and put it into another body? Like, outside of a clone thing. Like, he needs his consciousness, his memories. That's my guess.
Okay.
I think that's what Snoke ultimately was like another Emperor who had, because, you know, here's the deal. Like, I don't understand how in 2023 people still don't know how clones work. Like, clones is just a twin. Twins are different people. They're not the same person.
Right.
So clones are not the same person. You know, it's one of the things I loved about the Clone Wars. It was like Yoda really saw that and embraced that. So what the Emperor, I think, would want is a new body that has all the knowledge that he already has. Because, you know, yes, you could clone yourself. All of us could clone ourselves,
right?
But we're not really living forever because that new clone might have the same genes as we do, but it will never have your same experiences. So it's no longer you.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like you, but it's no longer you. So I think that's what the Emperor wants, is to figure out how to transfer consciousness. So you really can live
forever.
When will
we find this out?
Well, I think this is also some of the stuff that I think that's what's going on in The Mandalorian, too. Remember last year when we were on that crazy mountain and we found those tubes that look like Snoke's in a jar?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the MO of the Empire and probably the First Order is somehow tied back to that, which I'm excited for. That's really cool. Like,
but bringing all these in crazy people that could not take place in that, they're all participating in it.
Uh huh.
Oh, that's interesting.
Hello, Roxy. She is incredibly bossy. That girl, very, very, very bossy.
Very bossy indeed.
And now she doesn't even want to come in.
She's a bit of a bee.
Mm-hmm.
Bossy.
Because I'm a boss. She's like Khalees over here. She's like Khalees. Well, Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
I don't think so. I think we've wrapped up our Bad Batch season. We're looking forward to knowing when it will come back. That's for sure.
I'm really, really excited. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow's The Mandalorian. Honestly, at this stage of the game, I don't have a lot of faith in this season being great. I think we can have some great episodes.
We might not even have another one after this.
But I want another one. I'm rooting for the show. I love this show.
I'm rooting for both of them, for sure.
I hope it's great. And I hope tomorrow is great. So
it will be great.
It will be. You know what? Else would be great. If you left us a review on Apple Podcasts and followed us on YouTube, you can do those things by joining me on Twitter and finding my little link tree, which you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Serving Pink Milk.
Serving Pink Milk.
This is also...
This is what happens when you have kids in the background.
This is also going to be known as the episode that the kids and dogs invaded.
Sounds like they're having fun out there.
All right, everyone. Thomas, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's drink up.
Drink up.